Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Benny Goodman, clarinetist, band leader, very popular in the 1930s and 40s, and responsible for some great things happening in the music and the culture. I want to start with Goodman's band in 1935 doing a rare Hoagy Carmichael composition called Ballad in Blue, arranged for the band by Lyle Murphy, also known as Spud Murphy. Benny Goodman, Orchestra, 1935.
Thank you. If they do start to hound you, commence to rock and roll. Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul. You all want golden slippers, yeah, lose your weary blues. Watch the road you're choosing, yeah, one leads up to heaven. If you don't start repenting, you'll never reach your goal. Get rhythm in your feet and music in your soul.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra, June 1935, for Victor Records. Ballad in Blue by Hoagy Carmichael, arranged by Spud Murphy. And the flip side of that 10-inch 78, Get Rhythm in Your Feet and Music in Your Soul, arranged with the band by Fletcher Henderson, written by J. Russell Robinson and Bill Livingston, vocalist Helen Ward, and a little bit of trumpet in there. Goodman had just hired Bunny Berrigan into his band at that time, and Berrigan got a chance to say something to the audience. Ballad in Blue and Get Rhythm in Your Feet. I mentioned Goodman being clarinetist and band leader and important to some social things, and I think 18 days later for Victor, he put together his first Victor trio. And it was important. Teddy Wilson at the piano, Gene Krupa on drums, and Goodman clarinet. Wilson, African-American, and it was the beginning. The kind of silliness of all of this is the fact that musicians at the time were jamming after hours in places and had been for years, and it didn't make any difference what your nationality, background, whatever. They played together. But being out on the stage, Goodman used the trio as a sort of an intermission arrangement, but hats off to him. This particular session on the 13th of July, 1935, produced some masterpieces. Body and Soul by Johnny Green, Someday Sweetheart by John and Reb Spikes, Who by Jerome Kern, After You've Gone by John Turner Layton, Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Gene Krupa drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman Trio, the first time, Victor Records, July 1935, the 13th of July. And quite a high peak, particularly for me anyway, the second chorus of Body and Soul. Teddy Wilson's solo is monumental. We heard Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green, and Someday Sweetheart by the Spikes Brothers, Jerome Kern's Who, and the classic After You've Gone by John Turner Layton, Benny Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Gene Krupa drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Ponte Seafood Grill, overlooking the Ship Canal in Fremont, and offering Valentine's weekend dinners February 12th through 14th. Ponte welcomes back original executive chef Alvin Benuya and his Valentine's menu for lovers. Details and reservations at PonteGrill.com.
Now to Hollywood, 1945, and K-Star, recording for Capitol Records. She asked for Bill Coleman, trumpet, but Buster Bailey, clarinet, Benny Carter, alto saxophone, Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophone, Nat Cole, piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, John Kirby, string bass, and Max Roach on drums. And she gave us these.
I'm telling you too, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you for an hour, if I could be with you.
Thank you. K-Star in Hollywood for Capitol Records, where they were stationed, 1945. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, James P. Johnson and Henry Kramer wrote that. You Were Only Fooling by Larry Fotin, Fred Meadows, and Bill Faber. And as I said, she chose an all-star cast, Bill Coleman on trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Benny Carter doing the arranging, and playing alto, Coleman Hawkins, tenor sax, Nat Cole, piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, John Kirby, bass, Max Roach on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Toastmasters, District 32. Governor Gregoire pronounced February 1st through 7th Toastmasters Week. In celebration, many clubs in the region will be hosting open houses so interested individuals can learn how Toastmasters can help. Info at Toastmasters.org.
Pete Daly and his Rhythm Kings, 1947 for Jazzman label. That's a request. Eddie in Seattle, who came to Seattle many years ago from Chicago, he told me he used to hear Pete Daly there playing his cornet, and he did there. Yelping Hound Blues, that comes from way back, the Louisiana Five. Two members of that band wrote Yelping Hound Blues, Alcide Nunez, the clarinetist, and Antone Latta, the drummer. Then Clarinet Marmalade, written by members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the first recorded jazz band way back in 1917. Larry Shields, clarinetist, and Henry Ragus, the pianist, wrote that. Daly had some help. Warren Smith, trombone. Rosie McHarg, playing the clarinet. Skippy Anderson, piano. And George DeFabo, playing the drums. Pete Daly's Rhythm Kings here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Leos Graduate College of Saybrook University, announcing the Creative Heart of Leadership, a winter symposium presented by Dr. K. Alexandra Ono, February 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Information at lios.org. Leos, education is for life.
I'd like to chase my melancholy baby. That means different performances of it. It was written in 1912 by Ernie Burnett, and the lyric by his wife Mabel and his friend George Norton. And up first, Joe Marsala and his sextet, 1945 for Black and White Records, playing his clarinet. Dizzy Gillespie, that's right, on trumpet. Cliff Jackson, piano. Chuck Wayne, guitar. Irv Lang on string bass, and Buddy Christian, old-time banjo player, in this music playing the drums. The Joe Marsala Sextet for Black and White Records, 1945, and My Melancholy Baby.
Thank you.
that's a wonderful record. All those styles in there, at least two. five against one. Dizzy Gillespie, trumpet. Joe Marsala leading the sextet. Clarinet. Cliff Jackson, piano. Chuck Wayne, guitar. Irv Lang, string bass. And Buddy Christian, drums. My Melancholy Baby. Now, from 1945 and Black and White Records, we go to 1950, Mercury Records, Melancholy Baby by Charlie Parker and his orchestra. We bring along Dizzy Gillespie. Charlie Parker plays the alto, Thelonious Monk at the piano, Curly Russell bass, Buddy Rich on drums.
Sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? My love is true, and just for you. I'd do almost anything at any time. Dear, when you sigh or when you cry, something seems to grip this very heart of mine. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears of foolish fancies maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines soon. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
A set of two versions of My Melancholy Baby, and Charlie Parker and his orchestra, 1954, Mercury Records, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, Thelonious Monk piano, Curly Russell bass, Buddy Rich on drums, then Claire Austin for Contemporary Records in Los Angeles, 1955, singing, so we might hear the words of Mabel Burnett and George Norton. And behind her, Bob Scobie, trumpet, Stan Reitzman, piano, Barney Kessel, guitar, Morty Korb on bass, and Shelley Mann on drums. And she also gave us the verse, which is not used very much anymore on classic popular songs. And then the chorus, of course. I'd like to stay with Claire Austin and have Barney Kessel join her, and they want me to present this to you from them.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries a key. Won't you tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
And Barney Kessel and Someone to Watch Over Me, written in 1926 by George Gershwin and his brother Ira for the musical O.K. Someone to Watch Over Me. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Two pianos recorded. Not enough as far as I'm concerned in this recording art. But this day, 80 years ago, all right, for Columbia Records, Jimmy Johnson, better known as James P., and Clarence Williams sat down at two pianos to play and to patter. Patter is the talk that goes back and forth. help sell records. I found a new baby, and how could I be blue?
What's the matter with you, Clarence? You're not playing with much pep today.
I don't feel good, Jimmy. I don't feel good.
You don't feel good?
No, I don't feel good, Jimmy.
What's the trouble?
Oh, I don't know. I was at a party last night, and I think somebody poisoned me. I ate about 5 pies, and I only ate about a dozen pig feet, and I think them pig feet must be kicking on me or something.
Oh, shock. Why don't you do something for it?
I'm going to, Jimmy, just soon as we get through rehearsing. I'm going to see a doctor.
You don't need no doctor.
How come I don't?
I got something for you right here in my left hip pocket.
Jimmy, I wish you'd let me have it.
Open your mouth.
Yeah, it is.
Now stick out your tongue.
Here.
Now how did the proposition look to you?
Jimmy, I sure feel good. What kind of powders was that you put on my tongue, Jimmy?
Alan's footies.
Alan's footies? Great gracious, Jimmy, let's play the piano.
Such a big hurry coming out that apartment house last night.
Oh, did you see me?
Sure, I seen you. Almost broke my leg and come out ruining the janitor.
Oh, yeah?
Sure you did. And who was that man running behind you, Jimmy, trying to catch up with you?
Oh, that must have been my friend, Clarence.
Well, if it was your friend, Jimmy, why didn't you let him caught up with you?
Oh, man, that's my best friend. He must have been trying to catch me.
Well, Jimmy, you tell me you go around to his house a lot.
I do. I go to see his wife and him all the time.
Yes, but what was that shiny thing you had in his right hand waving at your coattail, Jimmy?
Oh, I must have left something. And he was trying to give it to me.
Yes, if he'd have given you what he was waving at your coattail with, Jimmy, he would have cut your friendship out.
Oh, come on, let's play piano.
Two Pianos and Patter. Wonderful record. For Columbia, 1930, the 31st of January, 80 years ago today. Jimmy Johnson, Clarence Williams. I Found a New Baby, and How Could I Be Blue? Duo Pianos. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France next. The Hot Club of France, a group. People would go to hear hot music. And the opposite would be sweet music, I guess. And the quintet was led by Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt, violin and guitar, respectively. This was their first recording. The first recording you're going to hear in December of 1934 was their first recording as the Quintet of the Hot Club of France for Ultraphone in Paris. And they're going to perform Dinah. Then, in 1935, also for Ultraphone, they're going to do a rare one by Lillian Ray called The Sunshine of Your Smile. Stefan Grappelli violin, Django on solo guitar, Roger Chaput and Joseph Reinhardt, his brother, playing rhythm guitars, and Louis Vola on string bass, the quintet of the Hot Club of France.
Thank you.
The Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1934 and 1935, for Ultraphone Records. Dinah, written in 1925 by Harry Axt, and The Sunshine of Your Smile, written by Lillian Ray, both in Paris. Stefan Grappelli, soloist on violin, and Django Reinhardt, soloist on guitar. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Pacific University, hosting an open house for master's and doctoral programs in business, education, theology, nursing, and more, Tuesday, February 2nd, 4:30 to 7 p.m. Info at sbu.edu. Seattle Pacific University, engaging the culture, changing the world.
guitarist Floyd Smith in Chicago 1950 for either Chess or Aristocrat. I can't remember which one I have. Saturday Night Boogie, he wrote that. And Blue Moods, he wrote that. His trio. Bill Huff playing fine piano, and Booker Collins the same on string bass. Floyd Smith, 1950. Smith got a big start by being the guitarist in Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy band, 1939 Decca recording of Floyd's Guitar Blues, which he wrote, and Mary Lou Williams, the band pianist and arranger, arranged for him. And here it is. Floyd Smith with Andy Kirk's band in 1939 for Decca, Floyd's Guitar Blues, written by Smith, and a simple backing written for him by Mary Lou Williams, the pianist in the band. Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy, what a band that was. And she and all the work that she did with him for so many years. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the National Wildlife Federation and naturalist and author David Mizijewski, who will be at the Northwest Flower and Garden Show February 4th and 5th, booth number 2816. David will answer questions on creating wildlife-friendly gardens. Info at nwf.org/pacific.
I'd like to chase another composition. This is West End Blues by Joe Oliver and Clarence Williams. And to start, for Mercury Records, 1946, Frankie Lane.
I got the blues from my head to my shoes. I'm blue today. I've got a mean, evil feeling. My belly's full of gin. I'm on my way to the West End, and that's where troubles will begin. My gal, my pal, low down, mean hound, they're in town, they're cutting it up, yes, they're running round. Soon I'm gonna take a walk and knock upon her door. Now those folks in West End, folks in West End, they're gonna see some shooting light they never saw before. My gal and my best pal, never cheat in West End anymore. I got the blues from my head to my shoes. Blue today. I've got a mean, low-down feeling. I'm gonna hear bad news. I'm on my way to the West End to lose those West End blues.
Frankie Lane, West End Blues vocal, 1946 for Mercury Records. Babe Russin playing tenor sax, Carl Fisher piano, Perry Botkin guitar, Artie Bernstein string bass, Lou Singer on drums. Same year, 1946, for discs, here's Stella Brooks to sing for you with Joe Sullivan on the piano.
Are gonna see see some shooting like they never ever seen before. I mean my man and my best friend will never cheat in West End anymore. Today, I've got a mean, evil feeling. I'm gonna hear bad news. I'm going down to the West End to lose my West End blues.
Stella Brooks, 1946, Disc Records, Joe Sullivan on piano, West End Blues. Now back to the original year, 1928, and the composers, Joe Oliver and Clarence Williams, are going to accompany Hazel Smith. OK Records, Joe on his cornet and Clarence Williams at the piano, and Hazel Smith and West End Blues.
You're gonna hear bad news.
West End Blues, sung 1928 by Hazel Smith, accompanied by the composers of West End Blues, Joe Oliver, cornet, Clarence Williams, piano. The same year, one of the great recordings of all time was made by Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five in Chicago, 1928, also for OK. What this did was to set in motion the artistic idea. I mean, people have written about this, saying that the introduction to West End Blues by Louis Armstrong on his trumpet ushered in a complete new way of looking at the music. Well, I don't know if I buy that. I mean, you know, you listen to the record and you say, oh my goodness, this is an art form. I don't think so. But because the art was always there, and it just got to more people gradually. But this is something. The introduction, Louis plays on his trumpet. He does some nice soft skin, singing in here, answering, I think, Jimmy Strong's clarinet. Others in the band, Fred Robinson's trombone, the great Earl Hines, piano, Mansi Kara on banjo, Zudi Singleton. Here's Louis Armstrong, West End Blues. Armstrong and his Hot Five in Chicago, 1928 for OK Records and West End Blues, Louis' trumpet and soft singing, Fred Robinson, trombone, Jimmy Strong, clarinet, Earl Hines, piano, Mancy Kara, banjo, Zudi Singleton on drums. A request, Georgette, who's been listening for some years from Milwaukee, she wanted to hear Buck Heath. Composition by Juan Teasel, valve trombonist in Ellington's band, and recorded in 1941. Buck Heath by Ellington for Victor. Teasel plays the valve trombone. Ray Nance, the violin. Ellington, the piano. Ellington and his orchestra, 1941, for Victor Records, and Buck Heath, written by Juan Teasel, valve trombonist, who soloed there, Ray Nance, violin, Ellington's work on the piano. Duke Ellington on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru. Chaplin's lot is filled with all models of new Subarus, with daily arrival of additional new 2010 Outbacks and Foresters. Happy 2010 Subaru from Chaplin's, I-90 at Eastgate and online at chaplains.com. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I'd like to stay with Duke Ellington now and talk about blue light and translucency. Two compositions by Ellington. Blue Light from 1938 for Brunswick features Barney Bigard's clarinet, Ellington's piano, and Lawrence Brown on the trombone. And what Lawrence Brown plays as a solo on Blue Light in 1938 was used by Ellington to create the composition for 1946, a version at that time for RCA Victor of Translucency. So we should say there are two composers, Ellington and Lawrence Brown. And he brings in Kay Davis to use her voice, Jimmy Hamilton's clarinet, and Lawrence Brown's trombone. Blue Light, 1938. Translucency, 1946. Both Duke Ellington. Thank you. Duke Ellington, first, 1938, from Brunswick, Blue Light, featuring Barney Bigard's clarinet and Ellington's piano, Lawrence Brown's trombone. Then, from 1946, using the work that Lawrence Brown did in 1938 on Blue Light, Duke Ellington created Translucency and used the voice of Kay Davis and his own piano and the clarinet of Jimmy Hamilton and again trombonist Lawrence Brown to create Translucency for RCA Victor. Blue Light, Translucency, Duke Ellington. Alberta Hunter, I want to work through for a while. She, early in the recording of this art, was there and made some fine records. I'm going to start sort of in the middle of her career, 1948, for Jukebox, with Leroy Jones clarinet, Sam Clanton on piano, Al Casey, Fats Waller's guitarist, is here, and Al Matthews on string bass. And two of them for you. Here's Alberta Hunter.
There's a couple of eating places, my hometown, a few blocks away from me. Buns run by, old mama get high, the other by Kate McGee. One day, Ma and Kate got to bragging about whose bread was the best. Now, Ma told Kate that she could prove her point, but Kate told old Ma a mess. She said, your bread may be good, but it ain't as good as mine. You can tell who's got the best by the folks that stand in line. Look in both places, no matter when. If you've got one waiting, I've got 10, which only goes to prove that this bread of mine is super fine. Ah, but it is. Now old Hoppin' Johnny came into my place today. Looking for some hot bread, I showed him my display. He says I'm leaving for Bermuda, but before I catch my boat, I want to eat a little more of your good bread, cause it won't scratch my throat. Your bread may be good, but it ain't as good as mine. Ah, but it ain't. Folks, I'm looking for a worker. I want an extra special kind. And to get the kind I want, I know it's gonna take some time. I want somebody, ah, but I do. Someone that really likes to work. Don't want no man that tries to shirk. Now he doesn't have to work real fast, and he mustn't move too slow. Want someone to keep on working till he hears me yell, let go. He's got to be ambitious. Yes, and like to work. I don't want no man that's lazy. Don't want a man that tries to shirk.
die the shiftless. I've had plenty of that kind. Want a man that's got a steady stroke and don't mind a little overtime. He's got to be ambitious. Oh, send him to me, please. Lord, I'd like to work. I'd let him haul my garbage. I don't want a man that shirks. I want someone that knows when to tackle his job and when to let it be. I want an intelligent man that can use his head in case of emergency. I want somebody, yeah, someone that likes to work. An extraordinary man. Oh, but I do.
Alberta Hunter singing for you from 1948 for Jukebox Records. Your bread may be good, but it ain't as good as mine, and don't want no man that's lazy. Leroy Jones, clarinet, Sam Clanton, piano, Al Casey, guitar, Al Matthews on string bass. I'm going to return to her, but first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Back to almost the beginning, 1926 for Alberta. OK Records, we're not sure, just some guesses about who the other members of the band are. They're being led by pianist Perry Bradford. Don't Forget to Mess Around and I'm Tired Blues. Alberta borrowed this heavily, quote-unquote borrowed. I'm Tired of Fattening Frogs and Snakes had been around for a while, and she decided to use it and just change the title. Don't Forget to Mess Around, I'm Tired Blues, Alberta Hunter, 1926.
Way down south in New Orleans, there's a gal down there called the Charleston Queen. Oh, how she could Charleston. You ought to see her Charleston. Uncle Jack the jazz folk king taught her a brand new dance. And after she learned this great dance, this is what she said. Don't forget to mess around while you're doing the Charleston. Charleston, first thing you do, now when you clap back, grab your gal, and then you clap your hands, and then you eagle rock, but don't you stop at all. Old Uncle Jack, the old dancing fool, wouldn't do that Charleston, Charleston, when he learned of that brand new dance, such a friend. Now he clean forgot his age, when he danced this brand new craze. Don't forget to do your stuff when you dance that dance for messing around. Wouldn't do that Charleston, Charleston, when he learned of that brand new dance. Such a friend, and he clean forgot his age when he danced this brand new phase. Don't forget to do your stuff when you dance that dance called messing around. Tried to use them on the installment plan. Lord, I'm so tired of fattening frogs for men. When the sun was in eclipse, I hit my papa in the dark, but he was gobbled up by a daddy grabbing shark. Lord, I dressed him all up so he would look good. He cheated with every gal in our neighborhood. I'm getting tired of fattening frogs for play. Now these gals round here are just like leeches. They're playing your orchards and steal your peaches. I wish these gals would let my man be, 'cause everyone I get, they take him from me. I'm sick and tired of fattening frogs for sale. I had a job busting stud when the weather was cold, but I wouldn't do it again to save his soul. Lord, when the weather got wrong, he left me alone for some little old gal named Sally Malone. I mean, I quit saddening frogs for play. These women around here, they flirt me up bold. They laugh in your face and steal your jelly roll. They follow your man wherever he goes and take him right out from under your nose. So I'm sick and tired of fattening frogs for play. Lord, I had $50 and I didn't keep a dime. I gave every penny to that hungry man of mine. Lord, and just when we were as happy as could be, a James came along and took him from me. I mean, I'm through fattening frogs for play.
Alberta Hunter, early on, 1926 for OK Records. Don't forget to mess around and I'm Tired Blues. Perry Bradford running the band. I wish we could find out about that band. Several people, including myself, have made guesses about it, but it's only guesses. Fine cornet work in there. The pianist is Perry Bradford, who wrote some fine things. Alberta, 1926. To leave her, and this set to her, let's go to when she was 83 years old, 1978. Columbia Records. Here she is.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, and I didn't care. Taking my friends out, having a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Ah, but when my money began to fall so low. I didn't have a friend, and I couldn't go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna squeeze it and squeeze it until that eagle grins. 'Cause nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny. Any, but as soon as you get on your feet, many friends you chance to meet. It's strange to say, without a doubt, nobody knows you. When you're down and out, they don't know you when you're down and out. No, nobody knows you when you're down and out. One penny, friends, you haven't any. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, and I happen to run across a few of my fair weather friends, I've learned my lesson. Yeah. Found out nobody knows you. No, 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 nobody needs you. Lord, Lord, no, nobody knows you when you're down. Loving you always, yeah, with a heart that's true, talking about always, yeah. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, always, things may not be fair, baby, always, huh? But you find me there always. No, not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, I say always. I'll be loving you, baby, always, yeah, with a heart that's true, talking about always, yeah. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, always, things may not be fair. Always, yeah, but you find me there. Always, yeah, not just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, honey, but always. Ooh, play it. Talk to them, play it. Thank you. loving you always, yeah. With a heart that's true, talking about always, when the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Ooh, things may not be fair always, yeah, but you'll find me there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, honey, but oh, talk to me. I said, I'll be loving you always, ooh, with a heart that's true, baby, always, yeah. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I bet a fat man I'll understand. Always, always, things may not be fair, always, yeah, but you'll find me there, always, yeah. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, honey, but always.
Alberta Hunter singing for you at age 83, 1978, for Columbia. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. Jimmy Cox wrote that, and Always, written by Irving Berlin. Doc Cheatham, trumpet. Vic Dickinson, trombone. Frank West, tenor saxophone. Gerald Cook, leading the band at the piano. Billy Butler, guitar. Aaron Bell, string bass. And Jackie Williams, playing the drums. Alberta Hunter, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
businesses like yours. From marketing and community relations to partnerships and pledge drives, businesses of all sizes are a crucial component of KPLU's success. Business underwriting and online advertising information at kplu.org/support.
Howard McGhee, his trumpet, his orchestra, Los Angeles, 1946, for Modern Music, 1145 Swing, he wrote that one, and Playboy Blues, written by the vocalist Pearl Traylor. Teddy Edwards, tenor saxophone, Vernon Biddle, I met him once years ago, piano player, Oscar Pettiford, string bass, Roy Porter, L.A. band leader and drummer, Howard McGhee, and his orchestra, 1946. That's a request of Martin. The only thing I could get out of Martin was he lived in the Badlands. Oh, my God. Well, someplace in there. I'm out here, he said. A request for Martin, Howard McGhee, and his orchestra. There it is. Wherever you are, Martin, hope things are going well. I want to do, what do I want to do? I want to do some things outside the country. A couple each. 1949 London, the Dutch Swing College Band will do two for you. Then to Paris, 1947, Claude Luther and his orchestra and his clarinet. And then back to London, 1950, Humphrey Lyttelton and his band and his trumpet. ¶¶ A set of six for you from Outside Our Borders, from London, 1949, for Rampart Records, the Dutch Swing College Band. I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, written by A.J. Perrone in the traditional four or five times. Keith Spendrosser on trumpet. Wim Kolsty on trombone. Clarinet work by Peter Schilperar. Also on clarinet, Valimer Kesper. Jupe Schreer on piano. Dick Baker, banjo. Chris Bender, string bass. And Odd Merkt on drums. Then from Paris, 1947, for Swing Records, clarinetist Claude Luther in his orchestra. Just Gone, written by Joe Oliver, and Graveyard Dream Blues by Ida Cox. Pierre Merlin and Claude Robigny on cornets. Mowgli Jospin on trombone. Luther clarinet. Christian Azee, piano. Claude Philippe on banjo, Guy DeFatto on string bass, and Michel Picot on drums. And London, 1950, for Parlophone, Humphrey Littleton, his trumpet, and his band. Come On and Stomp, 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 and Careless Love Blues by W.C. Handy. Littleton trumpet, Keith Christie trombone, Ian Christie, brother, and Wally Fox clarinets. George Webb piano, Buddy Vallis banjo, John Wright string bass, and Bernie Soward on drums. From London, 1949, Paris, 47, and London, 1950. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Leos Graduate College of Saybrook University, announcing the Creative Heart of Leadership, a winter symposium presented by Dr. K. Alexandra Ono, February 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Information at lios.org. Leos, education is for life.
And support for KPLU comes from
Coleman Jewelers, a full-service independent jewelry store in Ballard, locally owned with over 50 years of experience, offering a large collection of watches and custom design work for earrings, pendants, and rings. Ideas for celebrating relationships of love at ColemanJewelers.com.
treating my baby right. I can't afford to do it. No, I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to lose my man. I want to go out, cheat a little bit, but I'm scared my man may quit, and I can't afford to do it. No, my man. He suffers every night, works hard every day. Then I take his money and throw it all away. No, I can't afford to do it. No, I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to lose my man. I got a good friend from Alabama, get my business all in a jam, and I can't afford to do it. No, I can't do it. Well, I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to lose this man. Say it, son, Joe.
Memphis Minnie, her guitar, her voice, Chicago, 1941 for OK Records. Me and My Chauffeur and Can't Afford to Lose My Man, both written by her husband, Ernest Lawler, otherwise known as Little Son Joe, who was playing rhythm guitar there with her. And we're not sure who the string bass player was. Artie Shaw and his orchestra, 1946 for Musicraft, Guilty, written by Gus Kahn, Harry Ask, and Richard Whiting. An arrangement by Sonny Burke for Mel Torme and his Meltones.
It's a crime, then I'm guilty.
Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming the lonely night through.
it's a crime, then I'm guilty.
Guilty of dreaming of you.
What can I do? What can I say? After I've taken the blame,
you say you're through, you go your way, but I'll always feel the same. Baby, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Loving you, dear, like I do.
If it's a crime, then I'm guilty.
Guilty of loving you.
Artie Shaw, Mel Torme, and the Meltones for Musicraft Records, 1946. Guilty, an arrangement by Sonny Burke. Emily, who listens from Appleton, Wisconsin, wants to hear Pete Johnson, his piano, his trio, and Pete Johnson and Woody Walders, Just For You. Pete Johnson's Trio, 1941 for Decca Records, called Just For You. Johnson wrote that back in the Kansas City days when he and Woody Walder, clarinetist, and Jack Washington, baritone saxophonist, were gigging in that wonderful town. Walder was in on the original Benny Moten band, and I brought Vine Street Blues, which has him playing quite a bit on his clarinet. The band had to go, okay, said, yeah, we'll record you. It's the OK Record Company, but you have to get to St. Louis. So they How far is Kansas City from St. Louis? They drove there and recorded 1924 Vine Street Blues, pretty much put together by the orchestra. Walder's clarinet, Harry Cooper's cornet, Thamon Hayes' trombone, and Harlan Leonard's alto saxophone. This is Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra in St. Louis, 1924, and Vine Street Blues. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Mm-hmm.